Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, a Siman Beis. We spoke about the idea that a person should do his purchases for his preparations for Shabbos early. Should he do it before davening or after davening? If what he needs to purchase will not be available after davening, he should do it before davening. Otherwise, the correct order is to daven and then make your purchases. Let's say a person has a set time that they learn, a short period of time that they learn after davening, or a set amount of time they learn after davening. He wants to know, should he put aside his regular set time for learning in order to do this mitzvah of purchasing for Shabbos early in the day? Like we said, it's part of the mitzvah to purchase it early in the day. Or maybe he can spend his time learning like he does usually. So the assumption in the halacha is if a person has a set amount of time, which we're not afraid the person will get involved and distracted and go over time and then maybe not have the opportunity to make his purchases. The person should learn before the purchases as well. So even though we have a mitzvah to try and make these purchases early in the day, the fact the person has a set amount of time that they learn every single day, person should not give up their kviyos, their set time, since it is a limited amount of time. However, if a person has wants to sit and learn a topic which with discussion and arguments, etc., we're afraid the person will get involved, get distracted, and not make his purchases. In that situation, a person should actually, after davening, go make the purchases and then come back and learn. Okay, as a way of an introduction to the next siman, the Chayyim is going to introduce the concept of kavod. Of Kavod Shabbos, and he introduces it in an interesting way. But before we do that, let's see, where does this concept of Kavod Shabbos, where does it come from? To explain that, we're going to use the language of the Rambam in the last parak of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam points out that there are regards to the mitzvahs of how to approach and Shabbos properly. The mitzvahs of the Torah gives, which give us the appropriate respect and understanding of what Shabbos is about. We know that there's a lo sasa in the Torah, lo sasa kol malacha, regards to the mitzvahs of the asay, of how to create the appropriate ambiance, etc. for Shabbos. The Torah gives us two mitzvahs, zochor, like we spoke about, and shomor. Through Shmirah Shabbos, we're giving Shabbos its appropriate state of being. But the Navi added two more mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, "Arba Devarim Nemru B'Shabbos." There are four commandments, positive commandments, said regards to Shabbos. Shnayim Min HaTorah. There are two which are on a Torah level. Mishnayim Divrei Seferim, and there's two which are called Divrei Seferim. V'Heim Mufarashim Ayudei HaNaviim. These two Divrei Seferim are something which is said explicitly in the language of the Novi. This is the Novi Yeshaya. Now the phrase Divrei Seferim is a phrase which is referred to something which is not a Torah level chiyuv, it's a rabbinic chiyuv. This chiyuv of something which is mentioned in the Novi is somewhere in the middle. It's called Divrei Kabbalah. It's higher than your average Drabonon, but it's not Deraisa. So what are these two mitzvahs? Shabbat Torah is Zohar B'Shomor. The Torah says Zohar B'Shomor, which we will talk about both of those more, and we already mentioned them a little bit, but we'll talk about them more as we go along. The two which are mentioned through the Navi is Kavod V'Oinik. There's the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and the mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos. Shenemar, where do we see that there's such a mitzvah? Where is this in the Navi? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya in Kapitel Nun Ches, which we actually read on Yom Kippur. Shabbos should be a day which you refer to as a day of delight. When you think about Shabbos, you talk about Shabbos, you relate to Shabbos, you think it's a delightful day. So it should be a day which you make sure that it's an oinig. It's a delightful day. The day which is holy to Hashem should be mechubad. It should be a day where there's a tremendous feeling of respect and awe for the Shabbos. So we have both of these mitzvahs, which is Kavod and Oinig, which are mentioned in the Navi Yeshaya. The Rambam does not seem to list them as on a Torah level. Or we will see that there's actually some discussion that maybe these are a Torah level mitzvah. How is it possible that a mitzvah which is mentioned in the Navi is a Torah level mitzvah? There are many mitzvahs which the Navi is talking about, which really the concept is already rooted in the Torah. The Navi just happens to be the one who's clarifying it and mentioning it. So is that what we're referring to over here? But the Rambam seems that they are a rabbinic level mitzvahs. We will see more about that, Be'ezus Hashem. And we will start learning the next siman in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good day.